If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblogues.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code podcast at joyandblokes.com.
Hello, you lovely word nerds. I hope that you, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here. Just do good. Be good. This is a daily podcast. I have to do these every day. There's a lot of them. I'm trying to figure out new things to say. If you like this podcast, go share it and rate and review and do all the things. And if you want to say something to me about how much you hate this podcast or how much you love this podcast or how much you think I should do things better or different, go ahead and let me know. All of the contact information is in the episode description. I should be keeping track of what day number this is of the quarantine. Let's see. I think it was one, two, I'm looking at my calendar, three. I think that was the first day of quarantine. No. One, two, three, that day. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. I think this is day 20 for me. Day 20 in Illinois. Anyway, let's say some words. The first word is before, B-E-F-O-R-E. It is the third form. It is a conjunction from the 13th century, 1A1, earlier than the time that. Those definitions are weird when they just end with the word that. I get so confused. All right, as in, call me before you go. And 1A2, sooner or quicker than, as in, I'll be done before you know it. 1A3, so that, dot, 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 do not. That's a weird definition. So that, dot, 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 do not. As in, get out of there before you get dirty. Something that somebody probably said to a kid or an animal, and if it's a different situation than that, I have questions. Now we have 1B, until time that, as in, miles to go before I sleep, and that is a quote from Robert Frost, probably from a poem. 1C1, or else, dot, 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 not, or else, dot, 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 not. Yes, that's what it says, as in, must be convicted before he can be removed from office. Interesting. Now we have 1C2, or else, as in, get out of here before I call a cop. Well, who says before I call a cop? Wouldn't you just say before I call the cops or the police? Before I call a cop? Okay. Number 2, rather or sooner than, as in, would starve before he'd steal. That's a very nice person. Now we have the word beforehand. It is an adverb or an adjective from the 13th century. 1A, in anticipation. 1B, in advance. Number 2, ahead of time. Synonym is early. That's how I like to be. I like to be early. If I'm not on time, no. If I'm not early, I'm late. Now we have before long. Two words. Adverb from 1585. In the near future. Synonym is soon. Soon, we will not be in quarantine. I am saying that optimistically. Now we have before time. One word, adverb from the 13th century. This one is archaic, and we just have the synonym formerly. Now we have befoul. Transitive verb from the 12th century. Number 1. To make foul, as with dirt or waste. Number 2, synonyms, 3 of them, sully, soil, besmirch, as in, scandal befouled his reputation. Sometimes scandal does not befoul people's reputations, and that becomes a problem. Now we have befriend. It is a transitive verb from 1559, to become or act as a friend to. Next is befuddle. This one is a transitive verb from 1801. Number one, to muddle or stupefy with, or as if with drink. So basically to make drunk. Number two, synonyms are confuse and perplex. Befuddlement is a noun and a great word. Now we have the word beg, B-E-G. It is the first form. This one has a bunch of definitions and a bunch of synonym information. This one is a verb from the 13th century. We are starting with the transitive definitions. One, to ask for as a charity. Two, A, to ask earnestly for. Synonym is entreat. To B, to require as necessary or appropriate. Three, synonyms are evade and sidestep, as in begged the real problems. Now we have the intransitive definitions. One, to ask for alms. Two, to ask earnestly, as in begged for mercy. We have a phrase, beg the question. And there are two definitions. Number one, to pass over or ignore a question by assuming it to be established or settled. Number two, to elicit a question logically as a reaction or response, as in, the quarterback's injury begs the question of who will start in his place. Here's the synonym information. Beg, entreat, beseech, implore, supplicate, adjure, importune. No, what? This word goes over to the second line. Importune. That one is spelled I-M-P-O-R-T-U-N-E. Importune. So all of those words mean to ask urgently. Beg suggests earnestness or insistence in the asking, as in, they begged for help. Entreat implies an effort to persuade or to overcome resistance, as in, entreated me to join them. Beseech and implore imply a deeply felt anxiety, as in, I beseech you to have mercy. Also as in, or the other word has the example, implored her not to leave. Supplicate suggests a posture of humility, as in, with bowed heads, they supplicated their Lord. Adjure implies advising as well as pleading, as in, we were adjured to tell the truth. To tell the truth. I did not enunciate those words. Importune suggests an annoying persistence in trying to break down resistance, as in, importuning viewers for donations. I hope I'm saying that word correctly. Now we have the second form of beg. Don't worry, it's short. It is an abbreviation for begin or beginning. Next is beget, or beget, B-E-G-E-T. It is a verb. I think it's just transitive. Yep, just transitive from the 13th century. And with the verbs, I usually skip this information, but sometimes I read it. They say the other forms, like, let's see if I can find a quick example of something else. So beg is a verb. The other forms are begged and begging. Or sometimes, like, if it's an adjective, it'll say, like, what was the one that I had recently? Beery, beerier, beeriest. Anyway, so the other forms for beget could be begot, begat, begotten, begot, or begetting. And I think all of those have their place. All right, number one, to procreate as the father. Synonym is sire. Number two, to produce, especially as an effect or outgrowth. Begitter is a noun. That is the one who is doing the begetting. And there's not a lot of information in the etymology. I kind of want to look up more about, you know, where this came from. It came from the word get, you know, the one that we are aware of, get. And then, yeah. But this is an old word because I know it's in the Bible. I've read the first, like, paragraph, and that's about it. All right, now we have the word beggar, B-E-G-G-A-R. It is the first form noun from the 13th century. One that begs, especially a person who lives by asking for gifts. Number two, synonym is pauper. Number three, we have the 4C definition for the word fellow. And now we have the second form of beggar. It is a verb from the 15th century, only transitive. Number one, to reduce to beggary. Number two, to exceed the resources or abilities of. Synonym is defy, as in beggar's description. Also as in so outrageous as to beggar belief. Now we have the word beggarly. This is an interesting word. It is an adjective from 1526. Number one, contemptibly mean, scant, petty, or paltry. Number two, befitting or resembling a beggar, especially marked by extreme poverty. Beggarliness is a noun. It says it's an adjective. Usually when I see words that end in ly, I think they're adverbs. But yeah, I mean, it could be an adjective too. All right, next is a phrase. And what's interesting is that we're going to have four of these sort of similarly laid out phrases. We're only going to do two in this episode. The first one is beggar my neighbor. So it is the word beggar hyphen my hyphen. And then neighbor is spelled B-O-U-R. Because this is the British spelling. It is an adjective from 1815. Like I said, it is chiefly British. And it is... Oh, interesting. Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's just the beggar thy neighbor is the American English way to say it. Beggar thy neighbor, which will be the first word of the next episode. So I'm sorry if you are impatient to learn about what beggar thy neighbor means. But now we have beggar's lice, beggar with an apostrophe S hyphen lice, L-I-C-E. Could also just be beggar lice. This is a noun from 1835. Any of various plants with prickly or adhesive fruits, also one of these fruits. So in parentheses, it says, as of the genera Hekelia and Cynoglossum, of the borage family or barrage family. So that is a plant called beggar's lice. And I'm just looking ahead. Yes, the second word of the next episode is similar, but we'll get there later. Anyway, what is the word of the episode? The word of the episode is going to be befuddle, because I like that word. Thank you very much for listening. Another podcast I'm listening to is Conan Needs a Friend. It's Conan O'Brien's podcast, and he is very funny. I've actually never really watched his show, but I just don't have time. But his podcast is great, and his banter with his co-hosts is great, and his guests are great, and they have a good time, and it's just pure silliness. If you want just pure silliness, 95% of the time, go listen to that podcast. It's great. And I really appreciate that. I really appreciate all of you for listening, for tuning in, for tuning your radio to the podcast channel called The Dictionary, and I'm going to end this. Thank you for listening. This has been Spencer Dispenser. Goodbye.